And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, June 6, 2013. It's the birthday of poet Maxine Cumin, born in Philadelphia, 1925. Grew up in an affluent family. Her father owned the largest pawnbroking business in the city. Even though she was Jewish, her parents sent her to a Catholic school because it was so close to her house. She said, "Jesus entered my life casually, but insistently, and some of that sanctified passion has stayed in my bones." She wrote poetry in secret from the time she was a child, and when she was a student at Radcliffe, she finally got the courage up to show her poems to a professor. He handed them back with the comment, "Say it with flowers, but for God's sake, don't try to write poems." And she didn't for a time, until she got serious about it again in her 30s, in the middle of her third pregnancy. She said, "The grit of discontent, the acute misery of early and uninformed motherhood worked under my skin to force out the writer." Cumin is now the author of many poetry collections, including Upcountry, which won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. On this date in 1949, George Orwell's 1984 was published. 1984 begins with the famous line, "It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Orwell wrote most of the novel on the island of Jura in the Scottish Hebrides, grieving the loss of his wife and overwhelmed with the demands on his time that arose from the success of Animal Farm. The weather was terrible. He stayed indoors and wrote. He kept on with the book even as he became more and more ill with tuberculosis, and he died in 1950, less than a year after the book was published. George Orwell, who said, "On the whole, human beings want to be good, but not too good, and not quite all the time." It's the birthday of the father of modern Russian literature, Alexander Pushkin, born in Moscow in 1799, died at the age of 38, but in his brief life, he worked in nearly every literary form. His masterpiece was the verse novel Eugene Onegin, about a man who kills his friend in a duel and loses the woman he loves. Pushkin married a woman who was described at the time as the most beautiful woman in Russia. She had many admirers, including Tsar Nicholas. One of her suitors was so persistent that Pushkin finally challenged him to a pistol duel in 1837. Pushkin died 2 days later. And here's a poem by Maxine Cumin entitled Watering Trough. "Let the end of all bathtubs be this putting out to pasture of four Victorian bowlegs anchored in grasses. Let all long-necked browsers come drink from the shallows while faucets grow rusty and porcelain yellows. Where once our nude forebears soaped up in this vessel, come, cows, and come, horses. Bring burdock and thistle. Come slaver the scum of timothy and clover on the cast-iron lip that our grandsires climbed over, and let there be always green water for sipping, that muzzles may enter thoughtful and rise dripping." A poem by Maxine Cumin entitled Watering Trough from her collection Selected Poems, published by Norton and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the Wall Street Journal, weekend edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.